भगवद्गीता 8.25 धूमो रात्रि सथा कृष्ण षण्मासा दक्षिणायनम तत्र चांद्रमसम ज्योतिर्योगी प्राप्य निवर्तते। सो हियर धूमो रात्रि सथा कृष्ण कृष्ण इज कंटिन्यूइंग टू डिस्क्राइब इज टॉक्ड इन 8.23 अबाउट हाउ देयर आर टू पाथ्स द पाथ ऑफ लाइट एंड द पाथ ऑफ डार्कनेस And he has mentioned that Brahma Brahma Vido Janaha, that one who treads the path of light, that person will attain liberation. One who treads the path of darkness, that person will come back to this world. That's what he's telling in this verse. So yogi prapya nivartate. The yogi who goes on this path will nivartate, will return back. So dhumo ratri satha krishnaha. He's giving the factors which are opposite to the factors which are mentioned for the earlier path. Dhumo is smoke. Ratri. So there was Agnir Jyoti Ah Shuklaha. So here is Dhumo Ratri Tatha Krishna. So there is smoke, there is night, and there is the waning moon. Shukla, Krishna here it is mentioned. Earlier it was Shuklaha. So earlier it was Shanmasa Uttarayanam, now it is Shanmasa Dakshinayanam. And when this happened, Tatra Chandramasam Jyotir. Chandramasam. Chandramasam is the moon, Jyotir. Attaining the moon, the yogi returns. Prapyani Vartate, the yogi comes back. So what exactly is going on here? We'll see that Baldev Vidya Bhushan, if you look at his commentary here, and then especially if you look at his Govinda Bhashya commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, he explains how this verse makes the best sense when it is seen metaphorically. Krishna is in one sense talking about time. As he said, yatra kale tvanavrittim avrittim chaiva yoginah. Yatra kale, what time one departs, what time one returns. That's what he's talking about here. Yatra kale, what time one departs and attains a supreme destination, what time one departs and doesn't attain a supreme destination. That's his apparent subject here. But at the same time, we'll also see that he's talking about things which are within time. He's talking about things. So he said he'll talk about the time, but then within that time he's talking about smoke here, smoke and night and the waxing, the waning moon. So here Baldev Vidya Bhushan says that this refers to the post-mortem journey of the soul and the devatas who help the soul on that post-mortem journey. The soul's journey happens through the guidance of the super soul who is right there with the soul. But along with the super soul, where the soul is moving, the soul also has to negotiate through the various material realms, and that negotiation through the material realms under the guidance of the super soul is done under the through the supervision of the various devatas. So here some of these devatas are mentioned. They are called Atibahik devatas. So these objects and these phases of time have predominating deities, and Kala in that sense refers to the path, and Krishna is cautioning that overall his purpose of discussion is that we should not live in such a way that we get a return ticket back to this world. We should live in such a way that we get an exit ticket. So, normally the devotees take the path of light because that is the path that takes to liberation. But here actually Krishna doesn't, we'll see later when he talks in the verses 27 and 28 especially, he will say that Naite Suti Partha Janan Yogi Muhyati Kashana Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu Yoga Yukto Bhava Arjuna. So he says, despite knowing both these paths, still do not be deluded. Still do not be bewildered, worried. Just be engaged in yoga. Sarveshu kaleshu yoga yukto bhava arjuna. At all times be engaged in yoga. So essentially, Krishna is talking here about a path that will enable us to move, to attain liberation, and that path is the path of Shuddha Bhakti, of Kevala Bhakti, of pure devotion. And of course, for the pure devotees, if Krishna loves those devotees, then those devotees love Krishna. And Krishna is so eager to be united with them that he personally comes, and it is said in the Puranas that he comes on Garuda, places his devotees on his own Garuda next to him and takes them to Vaikuntha. Of course, that is for devotees who are completely pure. For those who are not yet pure, they may have to go through the path of light. And by treading the path of light, which is mentioned in the previous verse, Brahma Brahma Vidojanaha, they can also move towards liberation by that. Brahma Vido. So here Krishna is telling, now Krishna, we have to be clear that he is not talking about people who are sinful, who are simply going, staying at the materialistic level of consciousness and going on cycle of birth and death. He is certainly not talking about people who are going to the hellish, are going to go to the hellish planets. He is actually talking about people who are transcendentalists and who are at least aiming for a higher destination in life and who do get elevated, but they don't get elevated enough. Chandramasam Jyotir Yogi Prapani Vartate. Chandramasam Jyotir. That they go to the moon, but then they come back from there. So he's talking about those who are elevated, but they are not elevated enough. It's like when a rocket is shot from the earth, and if it is meant to catapult a satellite to go out of the earth's gravity pull, then it has to have an adequate force. Otherwise, it will rise, but then it will come down when its velocity is not enough to overcome the gravity pull of the earth. So, like that, for some yogis, their exit velocity is less than the gravity pull of the earth and they fall back. The best way to get an exit velocity that will take us beyond the earth's gravity pull is by practicing bhakti. Because bhakti places us within the supreme gravity pull of Krishna. And once we are within this gravity pull, he pulls us up, and his gravity pull is far greater than the gravity pull of worldly objects, whose seductive appeal drags us down and keeps us trapped in material existence. Thus, by being devoted to Krishna, we can progress towards liberation and ultimately attain liberation. Thank you.